Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
We search again this week.
For what?
For someone who can wear the belt.
Oh.
Because since this year has started, we have had the lowest winning percentage in a year, up to this point, ever in the history of this game.
We really suck.
Or Kimmy is doing something to change how it all
not
works.
Not doing anything.
Okay.
The fact that you said it like that.
Well, I actually thought last week's was pretty obvious.
Yeah, but you know the answer.
Yeah, I know, but everybody picked around it with the same logic. Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. It is 9 o'clock. It is Tuesday. It is time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Whinin'. And if you are new to the show, here's how it works. Kimmy has a post from the Neighborhood app. She will read that post out loud. She has removed street names and town references as to not give the answer away. But if you listen,
I have to listen.
There are enough little details left where you will be able to figure out which town, village, or neighborhood in the city of Rochester this post comes from. When you figure that out, you're going to call us at 252-WCMF, 252-9263, and you're going to tell us where they whining. And if you win,
what I get?
You take home nothing.
Yeah.
It's a game for nothing that makes everybody hate each other.
Yep.
Worst thing we've ever done in this room. With that being said, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Well, now that you're both ready,
okay,
let's do the damn thing.
No one pulling out of blank ever pays attention to the stop sign there. This is for the woman who was clearly distracted as she pulled out of blank school last night. We all saw you run into the cross here sign and topple it over. Nice move. I was in the car directly behind you. I could see you and your passenger having an animated conversation and you messing with the screen in your car just before it happened. You are driving through a school zone, lady. Not paying attention is reckless behavior. I want you to know that I have written down all the information in regards to your car, and I hope you contacted the school offering to pay for the sign. Every car behind me also saw you speed off after taking it down. There has to be some damage to the front end of your, and then writes in all caps, red Mazda CX. I don't care if this gets taken down for getting specific, because I want others to call you out when they see you in the parking lot picking up your kid. I hope you learned your lesson so you no longer put kids in danger by your distracted driving and speeding. Please, for the love of God, be better.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can I ask one favor?
What's that?
Because this will matter as far as picking a town.
Okay, what would you like to ask?
Can we get the MSRP for a red Mazda CX? The manufacturer suggested.
Do they still make them?
Retail price. Yeah, is Mazda still a thing?
No,
right?
But that particular model.
I don't know. Let's see. What I'm trying to figure out is that a high-end vehicle? Or is that a middle-of-the-road vehicle? Is that a low-end vehicle? Do they make them? Do they not make them?
Okay.
Because that will give that'll take us a long way. It said they were touching the screen, so that means
they still make them.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a screen. It's got to be new.
Yeah, but I mean.
Screen technology is fairly new.
I agree with you.
$35,000.
Okay. $35,000.
For a new Mazda.
MSRP on a Mazda CRX. All right.
252. Mazda CX.
CX, I'm sorry. Tommy?
Yep.
What do you hear?
I got to go with my heart here.
What's your heart?
So this reminds me of a former in-law.
Okay.
Like, it's almost like word for word what, and I don't want to, but this is something she would do.
I don't want to.
So I got to pick Webster. I just got to go with Webster, man, because I can't get her face out of my head.
Okay.
It's like she's being haunted by an ex-in-law.
Are there a lot of Mazdas in Webster?
There's enough.
Okay.
I think it's got one of the highest concentrations in the Northeast.
All right. This is tough. Because I could see this as being a vehicle someone thinks is high-end in a certain part of town.
Well, they're nice-looking cars.
Yes, but like that area would also pick a different kind of vehicle to try and look high-end. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Didn't your old man drive a Mazda?
He had a Mazda.
He had the Roadster.
He had a used Mazda RX-7 in 1988.
Yeah. Those were cool when they first came out.
Yeah, no, they were even cooler when they moved. It sat on the side in our grass in our yard for like 10 years.
Well, he's a little heavy for that car, bro.
He was thin at the time.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think he was that thin. And he's also tall. He had to like stick out of it like, no, like a monster.
It had a sunroof. You could see his spiky hair off the top. Let me put it this way, just for the sign of the
times.
He had
to look like Odd Rods going down the street.
For the sign of the times, when I was 4, I was allowed to sit in the front seat and drive with him. And nobody, I was totally acceptable. All right. I'm going to do the opposite of you because that feels right. Right. They wine it in Greece.
Oh.
And for two reasons. One.
West Side Webster.
West Side Webster? One, I could see this being like someone who wants to look like they're driving something nice in Greece. And two, the call-out here is a very Greece call-out. Like, the fact they went out of their way to be like, I don't even care if anyone knows who you are, and I've written down your license plate. Everyone's going to know. Everyone's going to know who you are. So for that reason, I'm going with Greece.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only.
Okay.
You get to pick one town. When we pick up the phone, if your town has already been said, you got two options. You can hang up the phone, try again next week. No one will be mad.
Okay.
Or pick a different town. If you answer the phone and say, well, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified. And as always, the commissioner has all final say. Are we ready?
I am ready.
252-WCMF. Let's start with Jay. Jay, where are they whining, buddy?
Fairport.
Why Fairport?
So you guys are missing a key thing. When you pull out of the school, there's a stop sign there, and it's an intersection. A lot of these schools in the towns that you guys said, which I'm not going to say the names of because I'm not dumb, you just pull out of the school onto the major roadway, like you turn on, like you're merging.
Here's why you are dumb. I drive past that high school 3 times a week to drop my daughter off at
Fairport.
Hockey. There's a street light, not a stop sign.
Isn't it?
You so dumb, Jay! Why are you so dumb? Because you're dumb! Why are you so dumb? Oh, you wasted your time! And you call, you were at home for like 15 minutes and you wasted your time.
You got my wife to laugh at.
Good. I'm glad. Finally, a little joy in her life, Jay.
You've never made anybody laugh in your career.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. What a stupid waste of time.
I feel bad for the kid.
Why do you feel bad for the kid? He had an opportunity to think. He had all the time in the world to listen to that. He got the first pick, right?
He may be right. We don't know.
It said stop sign. And by the way, I know
it. You sure there's no stop sign there?
I'm positive. All drive past it every. He realized it, too, because he drives an Uber. Jay calls all the time.
Oh, he's an Uber guy.
It's a street light. Also, I know everybody is thinking high schools. There could be middle schools involved here. There could be elementary schools. It's any school. Could be a private school. We have no idea.
Buddy Mike puts his kids out there.
Puts his kids out there. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Pete, where are they whining, bud?
You know, I love that you made fun of Jay for his picks with stoplights, but you picked the district that has the most stoplights at every school, idiot.
Yeah, no, that's a statistical fact. Greece, New York leads the nation in stoplights at every school.
I grew up in Greece, and I work in Greece, and most of the schools have stoplights, Pat.
No, only the ones you drive by.
I can only think of two that has stop signs.
Well, maybe it's one of those two.
I doubt it. I'm torn because I have two that I want to pick, but I think I'm going to go with my gut, and I'm going to go with Hilton.
All right, why Hilton?
Because there are a lot of schools out there that have stop signs, not stop lights.
All right, that's died of my logic, Pete. You really nailed it. You came in hot, and you showed all of us.
I didn't pick a town that has stop lights at every school.
All right. Hey, Pete, one more thing.
Yes, Pat.
You suck. Thanks, Pete. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Woody. Oh, hold on. Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with the Coit.
Why around a Coit?
Well, so, side note, did you know the Shamrock Shake Small has 63 grams of sugar?
I actually did know that because I was up until 11 o'clock at night.
Are we doing sugar intake?
Bro, I had a Shamrock Shake on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, they're coming out, right?
Bro, they're out, baby. It hits like I would imagine heroin feels like hitting a vein.
Yeah, but you didn't put a little shot of Jameson in it.
No, because I'm
take
not.
It to the next level.
I'm not a degenerate.
You got to Irish it up a little bit.
Woody, why Irondequoit?
They drink a lot of Shamrock Shakes in Irondequoit, and it really messes with their driving and the blood sugar.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, Woody.
They get all woozy. Don't know what they're doing.
Woody, we got
woozy
you.
Woozy on shakes.
Irondequoit, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's mix in a lady.
All right.
All right, let's talk to Alicia. Alicia, where are they whining?
Hey, I'm going to go with Canandaigua.
Why Canandaigua?
I like the guy's logic who went with the H-Town, where it's, I don't know if I could say it, but...
All right, hold on, hold on, back up. Kimmy, Alicia's quote was, I like the guy's logic who went with the H-Town, but she picked Canandaigua. Is that a disqualifiable?
She said, I like your logic, so I'm going to say that's borderline, but we're not going to DQ Alicia.
Okay, no, but she clearly indicated...
This is Girls Club.
She clearly indicated that she wanted Hilton.
This is clearly
Did you say
Girls
you wanted to pick it? I was on the phone.
Now she's backtracking. Now she's backtracking.
If this was Rammer, she'd kick him out immediately.
I did not hear this live, so I can't make the call.
This is horse crap.
I was on the phone.
So many. I've been disqualified for half of what Alicia just said.
No, that's not true.
All right, Alicia, why Canandaigua, you cheating monster?
I agree with the idea that it should be an area that has a lot of stop signs, no stoplights, so that's why I'm thinking Canandaigua.
All right, Alicia, way to cheat and get away with it. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. An injustice has been done today.
Yes.
In this room. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. James writes us, I grew up in Greece. Neither of my kids' elementary schools have a light.
Ooh.
Interesting. Hope Pete's still listening. You suck so hard and so long. 252 WCMF, let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Penfield.
Why Penfield?
I don't know. She hasn't. Kimmy hasn't gone in that part of town for a while for her pick, so just throwing a dart.
Okay, so now you're playing strategy here. It has nothing to do with where this could come from. You're picking open spaces.
Well, yeah, why not?
Okay, great call, Barbara. Great call.
Dumb luck, just for dumb luck.
All right, so Penfield is what you went with. Got it. All right, Barbara, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. 252 WCMF. That call was so good, you could hear Tommy coughing in the background.
Well, I try to move away.
It's like every set of comedy he's ever done.
Well, I hate my pee things too.
Oh, what? You want to give me
my pee pods?
A tip in the coffee cup?
It's amazing how you remember my
entire
set.
Yeah, that's how much they sucked, man.
Yeah,
I had
really.
To sit every Wednesday night for years and watch you just eat your own dong on stage.
You notice I never do any of your set because I don't speak puke.
I don't speak puke. Ladies and gentlemen, the comedy stylings of Tommy Mulay. Let's get one more pick. Before we get a reread for the folks just joining us, 252 WCMF, let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
Brighton.
Why Brighton?
I don't know. Just kind of feeling Brighton today.
All right. These calls are starting to suck, and I hate this. Now, give me a reason, you son of a bitch.
That's my reason.
I hate okay, Chris sucks. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
I'm trying to think of Brighton High School, and I think it's got everything there. It has... stop signs and lights. It has all of it.
Wait, no, there's
because it's right next to 12 Corners.
There's no stop sign in 12 Corners.
No, but there might be one right coming out of the school.
I think, before
you merge into traffic.
I don't know. A light too.
It may be. It may not. I don't know.
Okay, but
it's also like a fire station. There's like a million things right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know. There's 12 Corners. Again, don't make me go
my
off.
My tailor's there.
Don't make me go off.
Shoe guys right
Did
down
you
the street.
Say my tailor's there.
Yeah.
Kimmy.
The Turkish guy. I love that dude.
Can we get a... you didn't have to say the Turkish guy. Every tailor's the Turkish guy.
They are?
Am I wrong?
A lot of them are.
A lot of Turkish tailors these days.
Well, there are Turkish tailors.
Say that five times fast. Don't really.
Maybe later.
Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us, please?
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories... we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
No one pulling out of blank ever pays attention to the stop sign there. This is for the woman who was clearly distracted as she pulled out of blank school last night. We all saw you run into the cross here sign and topple it over. Nice move. I was in the car directly behind you. I could see you and your passenger having an animated conversation and you messing with the screen in your car just before it happened. You are driving through a school zone, lady. Not paying attention is reckless behavior.
Lady.
I want you to know
lady.
That I have... that I've
lady.
How many more times? How many different ways can we say lady in
know.
The break room? I'd see
my lady.
I want you to know that I've written down all the information in regards to your car, and I hope You contacted the school offering to pay for the sign. Every car behind me also saw you speed off after taking it down. There has to be some damage to the front end of your red Mazda CX. I don't care if this gets taken down for getting specific, because I want others to call you out when they see you in the parking lot picking up your kid. I hope you learned your lesson so you no longer put kids in danger by your distracted driving and speeding. Please, for the love of God, be better.
For the love of God, be a man! 252-WCMF, let's talk to... Oh, I'm sorry. Tommy is in Webster. I am in Greece. Jay is in Fairport. He puked all over his face. Pete is in Hilton. He got really mad about Greece. Woody's out in Irondequoit on account of all the Shamrock Shakes. Alicia should have been disqualified, but she went with Canandaigua. Barbara's in Penfield because he's playing open spaces. Chris just wanted to talk on the radio. He went with Brighton for no reason. Let's talk to Hannah. Hannah, where are they whining?
Hi. I think they're whining in Pittsford.
Why Pittsford?
Because they're uppity, number one. Number two, it's a tight area where it's easy to get lost. And
super
I think
tight.
That the people.
Wait, are you sure? Are you picking Pittsford or are you picking Tommy's mom? Tight area, easy to get
I'm
lost.
I'm always picking Tommy's mom.
Jesus,
and ain't nothing tight about her.
Your mom's a whore!
That, folks, is right.
What happened to Girls Club, man?
all right. So, yeah, it's a tight area. I think the people in the Mazda were probably fighting over a GPS, so maybe they were lost.
Okay.
And then also just in a town with a lot of schools where there's a lot of school zones.
Man, she came with logic, bud.
Yeah, she did.
Including
right.
your mom's
That's
vagina.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Hannah, we got you. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. 252
Not often we get a good unplanned mom joke in.
Especially from
she
a
did it.
Especially from a woman. Like, she
yeah.
hit a lot
that's,
of things.
That's disgusting, yeah. man, when women do that to other
uh-huh,
women.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
You should build moms up.
All right, to make up for it, it's rare we get two sexy women back-to-back making picks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and today will be no different because Christine is waiting on. Hey, Christine, where are they whining?
Hi, guys. Oh, I missed the reread, so I might get disqualified.
Come on, Christine.
Oh, God.
Everyone's cheering for you, Christine. Everyone wants you to succeed, Christine. Don't blow it, Christine. Where are they whining? I need an answer.
East Rochester.
Damn. Yeah, why East Rochester?
Because there's not a lot of lights, a lot of stop signs, a lot of crossing here. There's one school in particular that everybody forgets is a school zone. And everybody seems to drive a red Mazda CX out there.
Everybody.
It's the official car.
It is the official car of East Rochester. Yeah. What a
it's
stupid take.
I didn't know they had a pace car.
What a stupid take.
Grace isn't so smart
Everybody
either.
In East Rochester drives red Mazdas.
I didn't say everybody. I said they're popular.
Okay. All right.
In ER.
East Rochester, yeah. You get that ER
East
discount
Rochester.
At the Mazda dealership. All right, Christine, great call. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day. 252 WCMF. Let's get it back on track. Armand, where are they whining, bud? Armand. Oh, my God.
Armand.
Okay. There okay. Goes. What? What'd you say?
Victor.
Why Victor?
That's three tips.
Just because I'm thinking of a school campus, like where, you know, you got intermediate and high school and packed parking lot. And I know Victor had a basketball game last night, so they probably was picking the kid up from the basketball game.
I don't think
night,
the turnaround on these posts are that fast. Kimmy gets them from listeners, so this could be weeks, months old.
I mean, there's always something going out. And Victor, so, you know.
It's always happening.
We're needing something.
It's the town doesn't
I'm
sleep.
I'm going Victor.
Yeah, but are you aware? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just want to say Kimmy's a cheat.
Thank
she
you.
She should have been disqualified.
Thank you. Thank
because
you.
Because I got disqualified for a similar reason, and that's all I got to say.
Hey,
have a good day.
I'm behind you, Armand. Thanks for the call, buddy. By the way, does Armand know that there may not be any red Mazdas left for Victor because East Rochester bought all?
Yeah.
So we should tell him.
Can we do a quick sidebar before we go back to the phones?
Yeah.
You know, he brings up the campus at Victor.
Yeah.
It's like a college.
It is. It's
beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
How did that happen
so
there?
Nice.
Like, I've never been to a
It's got to be Golisano because he lives out there.
There's a lot of money out that way.
Okay. But, like, there's a lot of money in a lot of towns
yeah.
that don't have
yeah,
campuses.
Yeah, but they – I mean, Victor's got some sneaky big money.
And I think it's a pretty big school district,
well,
right?
Well, spread
like,
out.
Yeah.
Rural.
But, I mean, like, numbers-wise.
Sure.
You well spread out because
it was very rural.
You don't count the unemployment
but
numbers.
Yeah, but
in the
they
farm
got
markers.
Like estates out there with like tennis courts and like right horses and crap.
Tennis courts, right, and
horses and crap.
You are the dumbest man on the planet.
And Tom Golisano. You don't think Golisano has a little something to do with it? He lived out there, man.
Does he live there still?
He still got property out that way.
Are you sure he lived in Vegas?
I don't know. You think I talked to him?
Why would you say things, stupid?
Because he had that big-ass house out there with the taxes.
That was Canandaigua. You talking about the goose?
He also bitched about the taxes in Victor.
Okay, 252 WCMF. We've had very few winners the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're not a winning show.
So we are going to get through as many of these calls as we can to increase the odds that someone is walking away with the belt today. 252 WCMF. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm surprised nobody said this one, but I'm going to go with Henrietta.
Why
Henrietta?
Okay.
Years ago, I did pick up, I used to drive motor coach, and I know for sure there is a stop sign at that school, at the high school, because I hit it with my bus.
So that's why Ben doesn't drive motor coach anymore.
No, because the company I work for sucks. But anyway,
you just admitted to hitting a stop sign.
That company sucks.
And yeah, so Henrietta, because I know for a fact that their high school has a stop sign.
All right,
and they're missing
and
one.
And I can totally see somebody there
and
driving a Mazda CX. 7 or 9 or whichever model it is.
All right, Ben, great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I hit a stop sign with my bus. The company I work for sucks. Two by two WCMF. All right, we're finding a winner. Let's talk to Harry. Harry, where are they whining?
They're whining in Gates.
Why Gates?
Because someone else took my pick, and I'm not going to say what, because I know not to get myself disqualified.
All right. No, that's fine. Is Gates like the town you were going to pick?
Not really.
No, it was a complete opposite. So the town you were going to pick was on the east side?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure what side it would be on, but I know what one I was going to go with, because I go there an awful lot.
All right, great. Wait, what do you do when you go there?
Usually I try to keep myself out of trouble.
All right, Harry, you nailed this today, buddy. Too slick for us. Slick Harry is what they call it back home, Tommy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
You got it, Harry. There goes Harry. Oh, he hung up the phone thing. Man, I showed up.
Yes, he did.
You didn't have to tell us you had another town, you jackass. See the name of the town.
Wait, did you spill your water?
He did it again. Third time in 3 years.
Your hands just stop working after 9 a.m.? It happens the same time every day.
But
it's
I was
weird.
Laughing so hard I missed the table.
252 WCMF. Marty, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go Monroe Ave in the city.
Oh, Monroe Ave. Okay, we're going with the city neighborhood. Okay. Why Monroe Ave?
I just get a sneaky suspicion that this is some dick in the city that's just bitching about, you know, something, and people always bitch in the city.
All right.
It's a city bitch.
People always bitch the city, even though we haven't had a city pick.
We had one somewhat recently.
Hot bitch in the city.
Boom, 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 boom. Hot bitch in the city. Marty, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right. We have no winner. Therefore, this last call we have in front of us here will represent the whole call.
Okay.
Adam's got the last word on CMF. Adam, where are they whining?
We're going to say Brockport.
All right. Why Brockport?
There's a lot of schools, a lot of crosswalks, a whole lot going on there.
A whole lot going on. They call it the City of Lights, what I hear.
That's right.
All right. Dynamite call, Adam. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day.
All right.
All right. 252 WCMF, 252-9263.
Where are we at?
Tommy is in Webster. I am in Greece. Jay is in Fairport. Pete is in Hilton. Woody is in Irondequoit. Alicia, who should not be still here,
yes,
is in Canandaigua. Barber is in Penfield. Chris went with Brighton, all 12 corners of it. Hannah went out in Pittsburgh, dunked on Tommy's mom's vagina, crushed it. Christine is in East Rochester because people in East Rochester only drive red Mazdas. Armand is in Victor on account of the big-ass school. Ben is in Henrietta. He worked as a motor coach driver. He hit a stop sign, but the company he worked for sucked. You know why I hear they suck? They're hiring Paula. Damn it, I screwed it up. Henry is in Gates. Marty is on Monroe Avenue because people of the city, they be bitching.
Yep.
And Adam brought Brockport to the table. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
That's every town.
We'll find out. We ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Webster!
Come on.
Hilton!
I need this.
Irondequoit! Where they whining?
There was one man who could have prevented this from happening, and he fell short because they whining.
Were they whining?
In green.
Oh, how does that feel? Oh, my God.
Damn
oh,
it.
My
well,
God.
Well, you picked the easiest
I thought Tommy
one.
Was going to hit Greece up front. No, I thought he was going to do it.
What is
the way you were describing like your in-laws and stuff, I was like, oh, he's going Greece. He's definitely going
bang.
Greece.
Ah! Oh, well, my
you
God.
Took the easiest
what, you could have taken it.
You could have taken it. This
I'm
was on
leave
you.
It for other people.
I'm looking at you. This is your fault.
I'm opening up. Look at the lead I'm opening
so
up.
So I
here.
Should kind of get like a star.
No, you shouldn't. We should actually take away your star.
No, maybe like an asterisk next to his star.
That's also a star, no. You idiot. That's what an asterisk
no,
is.
No, on my star.
It's a star. No. A star is
no.
An asterisk.
No,
an
we're disappointed in you right now.
Oh, my God. Like, this isn't even fair anymore, how good I am at this game. Kimmy,
I'm throwing that belt out, by the way.
All right, so I have a one-star lead right now?
Two-star lead.
Now it's two.
Now you would have a two-star okay. lead over Tommy.
All right, so I am the champion again. It feels good. I'd like to thank everybody
Everybody's
who helped
so
me
mad
Nobody
get
likes
to this
you.
Spot. What do you mean so mad? How did I not earn this one?
I mean, listen,
you took
you
a chalk
the right
bet.
One.
Chalk bet.
I'm more
the
mad at Tommy.
Bet. You bet the field. You take a chalk bet.
You can take Greece every
I
week.
Like to leave it for the listeners.
Thought this was kind of a layup, but uh-huh. He went Webster.
I don't
want
to be greedy. It's about the people listening to the show, not about us.
You know, maybe I should like write a book.
What's it called?
Strategy.
Confessions of a Doofus. Or I Speak Fluent Puke. So many titles. So little book.
Congratulations to me.
Nobody says that.
I earned this, and I deserve it. And I will be wearing that belt every day.
You know
this
what
week.
You are? You're the New England Patriots right now. Everybody's rooting against you.
I'm not
Mr.
cheating.
Mr. Tom Brady.
I'm not cheating.
Are we sure?
Oh, did Kimmy just call me the Tom Brady of where they went?
Yeah, I think she did.
Do you want to be?
No.
Do you want to be?
No, I don't.
I didn't think you did.
Because Tom
I
Brady.
I thought that was an insult.
Tom Brady's only got one hand worth of rings. I got eight. Bitch.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Fans of this team have been slow walking the success they've been having, and it's understandable.
Okay.
We've gotten our hopes up in the past. We've had our hearts dashed again. But look, we are getting to the point.
Oh, boy.
We're being able to blow this.
It's getting real.
I mean, Kimmy, it might be mathematically impossible.
Wow. All
right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF tonight. Your Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
Skate live on CMF, 7 o'clock. Arch nemesis Jack Eichel and the Vegas Golden Knights come to the KeyBank Center.
Are they one of the best teams in the league right now?
Actually, the Sabres have a better record than they do at this moment.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I thought the Knights are in first place in their conference.
Kind of. They have 70 points, I believe. In fact, I have it right here. Stand
okay,
by.
I'm making all this up.
Yeah,
I was
no,
gonna
I know.
Say,
I'm
where
gonna
did
shut
you
down.
Hear that?
I'm shutting you down right now. The Vegas Golden Knights have 70 points.
Wait, so I'm right?
No, you're not. The Buffalo Sabres have 76.
No, I didn't even know if they were good or not.
Well, yeah, the Knights are usually good.
I don't know. I don't follow it.
So then maybe not talk. How about that? That would make the shows. Oh, but look, you stopped talking. Ratings just skyrocketed. Look at that. It will be the first home game since the Olympic break for the Buffalo Sabres. But in the three games they played on the road, a Florida road trip, they won three straight.
Wait, they beat the Panthers.
They beat the Panthers. They beat the Lightning. And I forget who they played in the first game out. But they beat them, too.
Okay.
All right.
So are they how high up?
So the Sabres, the way that the NHL does the playoffs are a little bit strange.
No kidding.
Let me put it this way.
First goes last.
They have the third best record in the Eastern Conference.
Fantastic.
They are in the second divisional spot. In the playoffs.
Right.
They are a full 2.5 games ahead of the last playoff spot. Everybody in the East is tight. But teams that were playing really well, keeping up with them, are starting to fall away. The Sabres have 22 games left.
Jesus Christ.
With a 2.5 game lead.
All right.
Over the last
That's
playoff
spot.
That's
not a lot, though.
I mean, it's not a lot, but it's better than they've been.
Okay.
It's,
all right.
Like, normally, they're
hovering. They're done. They're out. Normally.
Well, no. The last couple of years, they've been hovering around either being in a playoff spot or just outside of a playoff spot. You know, the years that we all got our hopes up. And the question was, could they drive towards the end?
Right.
Meaningful games in March was the way they used to play it.
Right.
Well, we're in March. They're solidly in a playoff spot.
Hold on.
Okay.
This you don't have to, like, wait for other things to happen.
Could they go for the cup, you think? Can they get that far?
I think people are just like, give me some playoff action.
All right, so let's talk about that. All right. The drought is an NHL record 14 years. They have not made the playoffs in 14 years. My daughter was 4 months old, 6 months old the last time they played in the playoffs. She's 15. She'll be getting her driver's license in August.
Yeah.
Let's put it that
way. All right.
I do think this team is good enough to not only get in.
But go all the way.
Well, make a run.
Damn.
Like they
yeah. Come on.
They have the goaltending. They, up until after the break, they were scoring a lot of goals. You have a veteran coach who's coached, what, the third most games in NHL history in Lindy Ruff. You got the trade.
Wait, Lindy Ruff's still there?
No, they brought him back. Oh, my God. We played.
How many times did they bring that guy back?
Twice. This is the second time.
Yeah.
He was there last year also. Yeah.
Man, he's like a throwback.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I remember that dude.
They tried everything at this point, so I think it was like one of those things like, why not bring him back?
Right. They got a goon? There's a muscle?
Well, no, there's not really.
Slept some guys around?
There's not really goons in the NHL anymore. The Devils is the team they beat coming out of the break, the first one. Look, the bottom line is this. I do think this team is talented enough to win a couple of rounds of the playoffs. And if you, I mean, you win one round.
You're in.
Anything can happen at that point. There isn't like a dominant team in the Eastern Conference this year. It's a lot like the NFL playoffs were, like towards the end of the season, where you have a bunch of teams that are kind of good, that are hanging around. You have teams that aren't traditionally good
this
that all of a sudden
exciting.
Are...
This is exciting. What?
You're hoping for a collapse.
Of course I am.
Why?
Well, because this is a sport
gonna
that
happen,
he's
man.
Never going to watch. Like, I don't even think if the Sabres were in the Stanley Cup, would you even watch?
If the Stanley Cup was in my backyard, I'd call the cops.
Like you have no.
No,
excitement
I would not. I can't watch hockey, man.
But not even for like a big game.
Game seven.
You're not watching. Shut up. Don't even say it.
Third period.
You're not gonna watch it. Third
period. Tied 1-1.
No, because it's going to be past your bedtime.
They pulled the goalie.
Why would you pull the goalie tied
1-1? I don't know. Just to get me to watch.
You're an idiot.
I'm still not watching.
You're an idiot.
I can't watch it, man. I went to that one playoff game with Toronto, and
yeah,
I ended up at the bar.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, hockey is a game where you have to be a little more intelligent to understand it, so it makes sense.
Oh,
that
yeah, yeah, you and your dad.
My dad doesn't understand it.
Professor, no, sorry.
I'm telling you, he's not Italian either. I'm telling you right now.
Get the hair for it.
I have been, Kimmy, you know this.
Yeah.
I have been wildly, what's the opposite of optimistic? Pessimistic.
Yeah.
About this season.
Oh, you're waiting.
I have been wildly pessimistic all season long. Like, I've been waiting and waiting and
you
waiting.
You watch all the damn
I watch
games.
Every single game.
Get your hopes up.
Here's what's different. In the years past where they were, like, right on the fringe of it, I was waiting for what was going to go wrong.
The collapse.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, I'm talking even in games, right? Like, they would go up 2 goals and then, like, something crazy would happen, and I was waiting for that to happen. This team has been so good that now when they go down, in my head, it's just a matter of time before they even things up. And when they lose games, they're not losing games in embarrassing fashion. Like, they're losing hockey games that you're allowed to lose.
Mm.
Not to mention, they have a bunch of games left over the one team that's ahead of them. They got 2 games left against the Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, in theory, they could have the best record in the Eastern Conference. It's not out of the question.
Why does Florida have such good hockey?
I don't know. Russians want to go play in the...
Can't blame them for that.
Whatever. Who cares?
Fun in the sun, right?
There you go. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There are 22 games left in the Buffalo Sabres season. They are 2.5 games ahead of the last playoff spot right now. They are playing very well. They have won 3 straights since the Olympic break. They skate tonight live against the Vegas Golden Knights and arch nemesis Jack Eichel. And I'm telling you, I think I am now allowing myself to believe this is the year.
So well, who's the big star on the team? Who's the big guy?
Tage Thompson.
He
played in the Olympics.
Okay, he played in the Olympics. I don't remember these kids. They all look 12.
Anything.
Was he the kid with the chipped teeth?
Yeah, he was a kid with a chipped teeth.
Why don't you tell me that?
Yeah, because it's not true. That's why I didn't tell you that. Yeah. Dumbass.
So if you're a fan, though, hoping for playoffs, like, is that where your expectations end, though? Because they've been playing so well that at this point, like, you got to think, like, these aren't, like, fluky wins.
No.
Like, this is a good team.
All right, I'll put it this way. I believe this team can do damage in the playoffs. But.
Oh, well, Paige's got to step up.
But you don't have.
Paige.
I just said Paige. Pagey, boy, gotta step up.
But you're not thinking like Stanley Cup run.
No, he's thinking they could make a hell of a run.
I do think that the Eastern Conference is so upside down they could make a run. But let me put it this way:
they could get in.
Oh my God, I'm gonna talk to Kimmy now. You stop talking.
Pagey got focused.
Shut up. I think they can make a run.
Okay,
but it has been so long since the Sabres have made the playoffs that if we just got in and lost in that first round, I'd still be okay with
it.
Okay.
What about Lindy Meatballs? He's good, right?
It's not even a good nickname.
Thank you.
What?
No, like we're...
Why Lindy Meatballs? How does that go at all with...
Wasn't there a meatball guy on the team at one time? Tony Meatballs or some crap? Wasn't there a meatball guy? You called him meatballs. Yeah, don't. Was that the Amherst?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I yes, have no probably. Idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're
you tell me.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I know you don't know. So shut
Paige
your mouth.
Meatballs.
You're thinking about Don Granato. Donnie
oh,
Meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, see, I was right.
But that was just your nickname.
The Big
for him,
Ragu.
Wasn't it?
No, everyone,
or was that
no, that was a big
Donnie
name.
Meatballs.
They called
Nobody
him Ragu.
Called him the Big Ragu. See, this remember. Is why I don't yeah. engage with you.
It was so short lived. I don't even remember.
It was two seasons, three seasons.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Was it? Did he have that long?
It was at least two.
I didn't think we had a coach go through two seasons.
No, they
two
all,
full seasons.
They all got two full
they
seasons.
They all get unemployment eventually.
I mean, so
go on assistance.
I believe as you bring up Lindy Ruff. So for those who don't know, Lindy Ruff played for the Buffalo Sabres in the 1980s.
That's way back.
He then
Boy, that was a real man's game.
He then was the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres when they made their cup run in 99 and then the 05-06 season, which might have been one of the best Sabres teams of all time. He is, if I believe, the coach that has coached the most games without winning a Stanley Cup. Could you Google that? I think that's a fact.
Wow. Okay. That's a stat you don't really want, though.
Well, I mean, it also shows that he's got the longevity. That
yeah.
People trust him to be a coach, right?
All right.
Like, it would be nice. Of course, if they were going to go and do this, like, throughout the... let me try this again. Now I'm getting all excited and uppity. If they're going to win a championship, if any Buffalo team is going to win a championship, it's going to be in a year like this, where it's like, okay, here are the expectations, whatever, and then all
Nobody
of a sudden
saw it coming.
Yeah, boom!
All right.
All of a sudden, it flies out of nowhere. And that's kind of what happened in 05-06, too, when they made that run to the Eastern Conference Finals, is nobody expected much out of them.
I remember that so well.
Shut up, man.
Man. The whole gang was down at the
it
bar.
It was magical. It was legitimately
Let's go.
A magical
Meatballs,
season.
Baby.
I hate everything about you and your stupid face. We have the trade deadline coming up. I would assume the Sabres are going to add pieces. Their new general manager, Jarmo Kekalainen.
That's not a name, man. Jarmo Kekalainen?
Listen to me. You ready? Jarmo?
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 Kekalainen.
Meatballs. Jarmo Meatballs.
He's also a former NHLer.
He's got to be... He's a Russian guy?
No. Finnish, I think.
Oh. Well, that's close to Russia.
Everything's close to Russia, depending on where you are.
He's probably got Russian connections.
It's like saying the house is post-war. Everything is post-war if it happened after the war. Kimmy, is Lindy Ruff the...
Okay, so the longest tenured active NHL coach without a Stanley Cup is the Dallas Stars head coach, Pete DeBoer?
Pete DeBoer. DeBoer. Is, but tenured
DeBoer.
With the same team? I think he's...
No, because it says... And then it says other notable mentions, Lindy Ruff.
Lindy's got more games in the NHL than DeBoer does.
DeBoer
was sucking on his bottle when Lindy was taking the Sabres to Stanley Cup in 99. Ooh. I'm just saying, man. All right, look, it's appointment watching from this point on.
Oh, you got to.
And I will say this. If, with this record that they have, how well they've been playing, if this team somehow manages to collapse down the stretch, I will never believe again.
Unless you will.
No, I won't.
You've been watching this team since you were a kid.
No, I will watch them. I will never believe again. I will continue to watch, and I will continue to enjoy, you know, the hockey and have my favorite players and all these things. But, like, Kimmy, you know, like, in years past, I've gotten way more excited for way less, thinking, like, this is going to be the one.
Yeah.
If I allow myself to – if I waited this long, and now I allow myself to believe –
Hold a little longer.
And it doesn't happen, I'm done ever believing again.
I don't know how you can keep watching something that just disappoints.
Well, because it's like I feel like –
Because you just keep thinking it's going to happen soon.
And it's almost like punishment. Like, I have to watch –
It'd be like watching video of my first marriage. Over.
But even
over.
You.
Oh, I'm waiting for the epic collapse.
Talking about Tommy Meatballs.
Yeah, they used to call me
But
that.
Even Tommy Meatballs found love eventually.
Oh.
The end.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.